Today's episode is brought to you by Calm. For a limited time, our listeners can join LeBron in using Calm and get 40% discount off a premium subscription. Go to calm.com/LockedOnNBA. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 in San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, full disclosure, this episode is being recorded before yesterday's Spurs-Clippers game. Hopefully, you're enjoying a Spurs road win. If not, well, you know, just chalk it up to progress and them learning in the developmental season. What are we talking about today? We're talking about Devin Vassell. Look, he's been having a great season considering it's just his second season. But is he slowly emerging as perhaps, maybe, just maybe, a cornerstone piece for the Spurs moving forward? And then we'll catch up with some Spurs news and notes. A corner piece here on Lockdown Spurs who has been away for some time. He is Joe Garcia, Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, my goodness, Joe. You just have so much on your plate, man. How do you do it?
I don't know. I've been doing a lot of stuff. I have all my kids' birthdays in the month of November. Then I've been doing a whole bunch of stuff here in the studio as far as like upgrades and all this other stuff and building. I'm actually building more stuff in the studio. So that's another project I got going. And besides that, going to be running out with some new live audio streaming tech. So been taking some master classes as well when it comes to audio video production. So I got a full plate, man. I've been busy.
Yeah, you haven't been on lockdown for a while because of you've been busy with, you know, your family and your hobbies and all that tech stuff you do. Hey, did you ever get that 3D printer?
Actually, UPS lost my 3D printer.
What?
So they had to do an investigation. Amazon went ahead and refunded me the money so I could buy another one. So I bought another one. It's coming via UPS. It should arrive on Thursday. So we're going to see if it actually makes it to my house this time. I got no faith in UPS. They're horrible, man.
Maybe you can create some wins for the Spurs on your 3D printer. Just create W's. <I don't know>.
make them some little, you know, a new player out of plastic, you know.
They know, right? Recreate Tim Duncan in your 3D printer.
Go. There you go.
Hey, well, you know, Tim Duncan was obviously a franchise player, but since him and, you know, arguably Kawhi Leonard and Spurs have been devoid of a franchise player. Now, look, these young players, you know, they're good. You know, there's nothing wrong. Kelvin's playing good. You know, DeJounte's playing very well. But then there's Devin Vassell, Joe. Devin Vassell is quietly having an impressive sophomore season on both ends of the court. And look, heading into the season, Joe, many were looking at Keldon Johnson as to take leaps and bounds in his development. And he's good this year. There's no knock on that. But if you're talking about leaps and bounds in the development department, it's been Devin Vassell. Joe, dare I ask, he could be quietly the piece the Spurs can build around?
At this point, Jeff, I mean, we really don't actually know what we have. While he is a very good player emerging as one of the most solid players for the San Antonio Spurs, I actually do believe that Devin Vassell is a solid addition. He's a great role player. I don't know if he's necessarily the piece that you want to build around, though. But he is a solid addition. He's been great with that second unit. Some of the stats, you know, compared to last year, because of the minutes, you know, because we had Rudy Gay out there a lot. And not a lot of time for Devin Vassell to be out on the court. But in this season, he's, you know, his points that he's been able to put up is averaging, he's averaging 12.8 points per game, which, you know, you're going to see that uptick because he's getting a lot of minutes compared to last season. And one of the other stats that really stands out at me is his free throw shooting. The Spurs have been atrocious from the stripe. Right. Devin Vassell, he's right now averaging 0.727, which is not bad. It's kind of average right now, which means more than likely he's going to be able to knock down his shots if, in fact, he does get, you know, fouled. One of the things that I did like about Devin Vassell, and you've seen, you know, an increase in that, is his ability to make great decisions with the ball. You know, his court vision, his decision-making ability. And not only that, but he's just a really well-rounded player, both on defense and in offense. You like the way his shot looks. I mean, it's really fluid. It's always been that way, but he's been a little bit more accurate, you know? So the only thing that you want to see him do is, of course, take more three-pointers. You know, he hasn't taken a ton of them, but I mean, opportunities, you know, come to him and he'll go ahead and make the most out of them. But overall, Jeff, I mean, he's been one of the most, I guess you want to say, consistent players for the San Antonio Spurs, along with, you know, DeJounte Murray. And one of the most consistent ones as well was Jakob Poeltl. And right now, with the Spurs not having the big man out there, with Jakob Poeltl, this is a 500 team. Without Jakob Poeltl, it's a lottery team. And I think we've seen that right now. It's, you know, the saving grace is seeing the growth of these younger players and, you know, looking at Devin Vassell and what he's been able to do this season. That's a big plus for us.
Well, you know, I asked this question about Vassell possibly being a bigger piece for the Spurs reconstruction. It's because, at least on paper, Joe, he can do more theoretically than Keldon Johnson can.
He can.
He definitely can knock down him. He's a lot more reliable three-point shooter than Keldon is. I mean, Devin is shooting about 40% from the three-point line this season. He can defend. And not saying that Keldon is a bad defender, but Devin is a tick better. 15 steals already on the season. And he's doing all this in like you mentioned, in just 26 minutes of play. And he's taking advantage of those minutes. Joe, we were looking about leadership, but the game against Dallas, their last game, the third game, you know, when the Spurs just looked atrocious out there, he was the one pretty much not sugarcoating anything post game, pretty much calling out his teammates saying, "We got to clean it up." He repeated that phrase over and over again. He also went on to say that, you know, how they got to put things behind him. He was talking like a leader, Joe, and that resonated with the fan base. He seems to be more of a vocal guy. If he gave us this one sample of him really kind of showing his frustration and wanting to win, I think that's a good sign, Joe.
It's a good sign, but, you know, regardless of what he says, you know, his teammates have to get better, you know, and that's the process right now that we're seeing. It's frustrating. I think we're starting to see a little bit of little chinks in the armor here, you know. When you're losing, it's not so good. But when you start winning again, everything's better. When right now, there's a lot of frustration. And Devin knows that, you know, he knows you're calling out his teammates, so to speak. He's saying, you know, hey, there's a lot of things that we make mistakes on, you know, especially with this young and experienced team that's only going to get better by them playing more and more games together. And of course, learning from these losses. That's the thing here. The key thing is learning from these losses and don't repeat those same mistakes. It's easier said than done. But that, you know, that's going to be the mantra, I guess, moving forward for this season is, all these mistakes, these things that they need to clean up in their game. And, you know, I mean, the three-game road trip that they have right now, Jeff, it's like, it's going to kind of be a test to see what they can do. I mean, while they can remain competitive, that's great, but it doesn't necessarily translate into wins. And I think Devin is one of these guys that works so hard on his craft, you know, so hard on his game all the time. He wants to win, you know, and because you have some of these guys on the team like Devin, you know, that want to win at all cost. I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody else has that same type of build, you know, that mantra, that mindset, you know, do whatever you got to do to win, you know, go out there. Maybe Devin's out there at 3 a.m, 4 a.m, shooting and working out, trying to get better. And some of the other guys are asleep, you know, it's like, you got to get your team all on board and moving in the same direction. And I think right now, team's kind of in flux, and hopefully by Devin calling them out, they can get on the same page and do better. That's it. I mean, just do better. Maybe knock down your free
throws. Just compete, basically. Just compete.
Knock down your free throws. You know, that would make things a lot easier if you can knock down your free throws. So it's little things, you know?
Yeah. We were talking about the three-point shot a little while ago. Devin's at 40%. Keldon is at 34%. You know, that's been one of Keldon's weaknesses in his career. Albeit it is a career quote unquote season from him, at least through 13 games played as of this recording, you know, 34%, but Devin is a sharper 3-point shooter. So there's that. He has that edge. We know he has the length. We know he has the size. When it comes to athletes, we tend to focus on physical fitness, but there's another side to the game that's just as important, mental fitness. Calm, the number one app for sleep and meditation, has teamed up with LeBron James to help train your mind and become a champion version of yourself. Hey, look, LeBron and Calm know what your mind is like any other muscle in the body. But you don't have to be a world champion to learn how to train it. Calm can help you train your brain so you sleep better, reduce stress, and perform at your best, just like King James. For LeBron, sleep is a critical part of his mental fitness routine. He says, quote, "Getting good sleep and finding time to rest is one of the most valuable things that I can do for my body and mind. From the sound of rain falling on leaves to bedtime sleep stories, Calm puts me to sleep within minutes, which means I wake up ready for any challenge," unquote. So if you head to calm.com/lockedonNBA for a limited time, you'll get 40% off a Calm premium subscription. That's a premium subscription. With Calm, you have access to nature scene LeBron loves, like rain and leaves, and so much more, like sleep stories, meditations, that so you can be ready for any challenges that life throws your way. Hey, once again, for a limited time, our listeners can join LeBron in using Calm and get a 40% discount on a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/lockedonNBA. Unlock content to help you focus, eat, well, sleep better, ease stress. Get started at calm.com/lockedonNBA. That's calm.com/lockedonNBA. Celebrate the freedom of choice with Built Bar. Did you know you can choose from many delicious flavors at Built Bar? Well, you can get coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, strawberry. The list goes on and on. There's definitely a flavor for each and every Built Bar fan. And hey, look, if you feel like you're going to miss out, they have the mix box. You'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they're also healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today. Get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. That is pretty cool. Go to built.com right now and get yourself 15% off your order. That's built.com, 15% off. Once again, at built.com.
We know that he wanted to work on his offensive game this upcoming season. He talked about it out in the summer league, and he's proven it so far. A tremendous jump in points per game, as you mentioned, Joe. And you look at some of his rankings, like where he ranks among other small forwards, kind of swing guys, shooting guards, fourth in blocks, eighth in field goal percentage, 11th in defensive rebounds, 13th in steals, 13th in three-point percentage. So he definitely has, something there, Joe. But then comes this question that's been a lot on Spurs fans' minds lately is, should he start in the starting unit or remain on the second unit, Joe?
Honest opinion, I think he should be starting. I mean, I love Keldon Johnson and the energy that he brings. Yeah. But you need to have more balance on your offense, you know.
Well, we're not talking about benching Keldon. We're just talking about maybe benching a Derek White, because Derek White's he's just in a rut.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, at some juncture you gotta kind of make some adjustments to the starting lineup. I kinda like Devin in the starting lineup, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, Derek, you kind of look and see what he's been doing. His game has been declining. I don't know.
Just cashing those checks, Joe.
I don't know what the issue is. Like, I think really at the end of the day, it boils down to you have two guards that have contrasting styles, like oil and water. You know, mm-hmm. DeJounte wants to play a certain style and he's more of the alpha. Derek wants to play a different style of game. And it just seems like the chemistry's not there. Like they're not conducive when they're on the court together. I think at some point you're going to have to go ahead and make an adjustment. I think Derek would be great at leading that second unit. You know, I think they should go ahead and make the adjustment and have him come off the bench and switch him out with possibly Devin Vassell. I mean, I would like Devin Vassell and Keldon in this, you know, in the starting lineup together. And the reason behind that is like Keldon is a great player, you know, in his own right, as far as the energy and his aggression. You know, but he doesn't just shoot. He just can't shoot the ball very well from beyond the arc. He doesn't have a very good shot, you know. While it can get better, it's something he's still going to need to work on. And free throws is another issue. But with somebody like Devin, he brings more balance as far as the offense and the defense. And he's also able to knock down his free throws And as you stated, you know, he's up there with, you know, getting steals and all that, very active on the defensive end. So I think he brings more balance to that starting five. I would like to see him. But the big question is, maybe it could be a topic for another podcast. Why don't we have more Doug McDermott in the fourth quarter? That's been a head scratcher to me.
I think we can perhaps have an idea, Joe. Lottery. But
well, you're paying him an awful lot of money to have him sitting on the bench in the fourth, you know?
Yeah, but hey, you know, we're talking about Devin Vassell, and you know, he's going, he's slowly emerging as a very big piece for the Spurs rebuild, and I think he is. He just in his sophomore season, and we're not even halfway through his sophomore season, and he's already opening eyes. Let's take a look at what he did last month in October. So he played six games in October. He averaged about 9.8 points per game, Joe. 4.8 rebounds, 1.7 assists, shot the ball 39%, and then from three lines, shot the ball at 34%. Now, let's fast forward to this month. So, for November, Joe, the games he's played, 15.4 points per game. He's upped his field goal percentage to 51%. He's upped his three-point shooting for this month to 46%. And his free throw percentages has bumped up from 62% last month to November, 78%. Joe, it seemed, and he's doing it with just about a minute and a half more of playing time, moving from about 25.2 to 27.5 this month. He's just so efficient, Joe.
Yes, he's an efficient player, you know, and the thing is, you like I said, you see somebody playing so hard out there, you know, trying to do everything they can to help this team win, and they're just not winning right now. I think that's the frustrating part, not just for Devin, but for the other players as well. Like, you got DeJounte Murray, you know, you can see the frustration sitting in with all these guys. But at the end of the day, just do better, you know, play better. Hopefully, maybe DeJounte and Devin can call out the team a little bit and say something, you know. You know, after games, you know, when they're talking with the media, hey, you know, we can do better. Not like say, hey, I want to call you out by name, but like they said, let's clean things up. Let's do better. You know, in other words, learn from the losses, guys. Do better. Put a better product out there. I mean, we don't have a legitimate superstar on this team. So that means that all your other pieces, your role players, everyone has to play a really solid game. And that means not making a lot of mistakes, you know, and unfortunately for the Spurs, it's a season of growth, Jeff. So it's gonna hurt. Like Mr. T said, right? And Rocky, pain.
Right? Pain.
Pain.
Well, it's growing. Consider it growing pains, Joe. They give it as growing pains. Yep. But yeah, I mean, Devin Vassell is definitely making a case, you know, for not only as a starter this season, but possibly emerging as a very big piece for San Antonio's rebuild. And a player that can perhaps vault himself into the off the table, any type of trade discussion, like Devin Vassell's off the table, or a very expensive price tag, kind of like Keldon. Keldon is not untouchable. I mean, he's close to it, but he's gonna take a lot for the Spurs to part with him. You know, if that means bringing in an established NBA star, I think he's moving up that ladder fast. And he's only going to play, 13 games this year? He's already doing this? Imagine we'll project him out to the All-Star break, project him out to close to the end of the season where he's going to be at. So I think with those reps and those times, and I do like the fact that he was frustrated and he showed it, and he wasn't sugarcoating anything in the recent loss to Dallas post-game, saying like, yeah, you know, we got to clean things up. I think that's a good sign for him moving forward. We're talking with Joe Garcia. He is the host of Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast right now. And we want to hear your thoughts about Devin Vassell. Do you think he should be in the starting five? You like him coming off that bench? And do you think that he could be a very large piece for the Spurs moving forward? Joe, before we get into some news and notes here, do you think he's slowly emerging as untouchable? It's that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back in the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline, your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season.
Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and get yourself a 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use promo code LOCKEDON.
I think Devin Vassell is one of the pieces that you're going to want to hang on to. So, yeah, I would have to say he is kind of emerging as untouchable. While he might be attractive, you know, to other teams, if you go ahead and trade him, what's left for you, you know? That second unit's not all that great, and then you're going to give up one of your better players. You need that balance, and I'd have to say he is untouchable at this point. The alternative is, of course, if you trade him, you're looking at tanking. You know, then you're really going to be a lottery team.
You're buying him out if you do that. So it's really good to see Devin really taking advantage of the spike in minutes this season and producing in a season where, you know, you only really have Jakob and DeJounte as your most consistent Spurs. I mean, Pop even said recently that he wishes that DeJounte could play 48 minutes, you know, the full game, because he's holding them together. I think Devin is up there as well for the Spurs this season. Hey, let's catch you up on some Spurs news that you may have missed since we last spoke, Joe. So I had a chance to sit down and talk with Josh Primo recently about his shooting touch. We all know he can knock it down from almost anywhere. He had a 4-point play in Austin's win over Mexico City recently. Come to find out, Joe, he revealed to me that his outside shot is built on family, that he credits his dad and his sister, and especially his sister, for beating up on him, as he told me, when they were kids, for helping him create that shot. Joe, did you see Primo's play in the second game for Austin Spurs? I mean, it was just incredible. He had this amazing second half.
Yeah, he had like a 28-point game, you know? So I was like, kid was lighting it up, man. I mean, you love to see all this out of Primo. And I think it's to the dismay of many Spurs fans. Well, they see him, you know, shooting the lights out and with the Austin Spurs. And then they see this team struggling. They're like, bring him over, put him in there, you know, give him some minutes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's not the Spurs way, you know, so I understand that.
Yeah, it's not the Spurs way. If he keeps this up, he's going to force San Antonio to rethink their thought process with him, and maybe bring him up sooner than later.
True enough. I mean, how can you not get away from the chance of Primo at the AT&T Center, especially on Fiesta nights? You know, they want to see the kid play, you know, and Pop will appease the fans if they have a healthy lead in the fourth. Let's go ahead and put in Primo for a couple minutes. You know, I want to see the kid ball, you know, I want to see him get some minutes here and there. But I mean, is it really going to happen consistently? No, we'll get a little glimpse here and there. So we got to be happy with that, Jeff.
You can read my article and my Q&A with Josh Primo right now at kins5.com/Spurs. Go check it out right now. In other Spurs news, Joe, the Fiesta gear, merchandise, T-shirt, jerseys dropped, from the jerseys to cups to banners to flags. It was all decked out in the Spurs new City Edition colors. Joe, did you pick up any?
No, man, I don't really dig the jerseys all that much, man. I just think the black font that says Spurs, instead of making it the same color as the numbers that say San Antonio, that was a deal killer for me, man. I mean, while I understand everybody's
tough crowd.
I understand everybody's excited about it, but to me, it's just like it just doesn't make the jersey flow together. All the other merchandise, like, you know, the basketball that Coyote was promoting, you know, the flag that they have out there, you know, the koozies and everything else, you know, the hoodies and all that other stuff. It's pretty cool. Pretty dope. You know, I like all that other stuff. Am I going to fork over a ton of money for it? I can't. All my kids are born in November. I'm on a budget.
Hey, your money bags. You can afford it.
Not right now. I can't. All these kids, man, they're killing me right now, man, with their birthdays in November, man. And then we got Thanksgiving, you know, and then we got Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something I'll ask the kids to get me for Christmas, man. You know, get
give
you
back your give them back your money. Just say, just give me back my money and Christmas.
For real. Like, hey man, y'all pull together and get dad some Fiesta gear, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So then you go buy yourself some Fiesta gear.
Yeah, man. I want a koozie actually. I just want to get one of those Fiesta colored koozies. I really dug those and I actually like the flag a lot too. So I want to get a flag so I can, you know, put it out there in the front of my house, you know, when the Spurs are doing better. You know, I don't know so much this season, but when they do a little bit better, I'll put the flag up. But yeah, I like it either way. The hoodies were really cool, man. I think you should get a hoodie, Jeff.
Yeah, those look pretty cool. I think I definitely want to get some of those. I know I'm going to get something soon. I just don't know what. Jerseys.
The warm-up jersey. You should get that. The warm-up jacket.
Yeah, those are definitely a throwback to the 90s for sure. And yeah, I mean, it just another, you know, the Spurs just got to slap those retro colors on anything and Spurs fans will buy it. Put it on toilet paper, they'll buy it. Put it on paper plates, they'll buy it. So yeah. It's fun times for Spurs. You know, look, the Spurs are not having a great season, but hey, at least there's some cool merch for you to go get. In other Spurs news, and you can relate to this, Joe, Derek White announced that he and his wife are expecting a baby boy. Joe, any advice for Derek White as being a father?
Get the sleep while you can, brother, because as soon as that baby's born, you can kid sleep goodbye. You're going to be tired all the time. You're never going to catch up.
I don't have kids. You know, but Joe, is it really true what they say about you lose sleep automatically?
Yep. I mean, let's put it like this. If you're out working and the wife's at home taking care of the baby, it doesn't matter how much work you've done during the day or how tired you are. She's been taking care of this, your kid, you know, your child all day long. You got to come and do your part. So no matter how tired you are, you got to relieve the wife a little bit. Do your daddy duty, change diapers, you know. Give the baby some formula, whatever, you know, bottle feeding or whatever they got to do. But I mean, especially when they're asleep at night, you got to change diaper. You got to feed, you know, and you got to keep on helping the wife out. So it's like when the baby cries, who's going to get up? You all look at each other like we're both tired. Somebody's got to get up at 2 or 3 in the morning and change the diaper and feed the baby. So it's like, it is what it is, you know, but it's all worth it, man. It's all worth it.
Yeah, so congratulations to Derek and his wife, Hannah. They are expecting a baby boy, a future Spur, maybe, Joe. Maybe there'll be a future Spur right there. Yeah. And finally, in I guess bigger kind of nervous-wracking, nail-biting news, Keldon Johnson. And, well, he's joining Clutch Sports Group. Y'all know Clutch, run by Rich Paul. Got players like Lonnie Walker, DeJounte Murray, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, obviously, Trae Young, Ben Simmons. The list goes on their roster. Joe, now that he left, and what was a little more shocking is that he left the San Antonio-based sports agency group, FSM Sports Group, for Clutch, which is a giant in the industry. Does this make you worry about his future in San Antonio?
No, he's just, you know, trying to take care of himself, you know, and his future. I mean, maybe he sees a better future with Clutch, you know, since they have a bigger network. So at the end of the day, I mean, you can't fault him for being a savvy businessman, you know, so he's going to go where the money's at, you know, can't fault him for that. It's like this. It's at the end of the day, would you rather have the opportunity to get more money or less money, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if DeJounte and Lonnie recruited him to Clutch.
Yeah,
because they're on the roster right now. Maybe they said, "Hey, come join." Or maybe when it was with Keldon, when he was with Team USA, and Draymond Green, he's also a member of Clutch. And I remember Keldon saying that, "Oh, he was learning a lot from Draymond." Maybe Draymond recruited him. I mean,
I wonder if they get a finder's fee. You know, if you kind of talk to one of your friends and you bring him over to the Clutch, you know, sports family. Do you get a little bonus? You get a little finder's fee there, you know?
Yeah, well, we will see. Hey, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs and Devin Vassell? Is he that corner piece for the team moving forward? And, is you know, do you think he has what it takes? Also, what about some Spurs news? You got any advice for Derek White? You nervous about Keldon Johnson joining Clutch Sports? Let us know right now. You can let Joe know on Twitter @ Two Shots Podcast. Listen to Two Shots Podcast. And maybe you follow Joe on Twitter and ask him what the status is on his 3D printer. I'm pretty sure he will love to chat with you. He loves talking about tech. That's for sure. Joe loves talking about tech, and he shows it off daily, especially your Goodwill finds. Those are fun. When you find those rare tech at Goodwill, you share it. I mean, that's pretty fun. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. Tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Spurs. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're putting a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.